City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Good morning. Here.
Fish. Leonard. Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the communication.
Item 1192, request of Riverfest Partners to address Council regarding Riverfest Week proclamation.
Neil and Michael, please come up.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. Gil Kelly, Director of Planning, and with me is Michael Montgomery, the city's River Renaissance manager.
Good morning.
We just want to address you really briefly on behalf of the River Renaissance partners, the partners particularly who have rallied together to help sponsor the city's first annual Riverfest. We hope by calling it the first annual that you'll know this is our intent is to make this a recurring annual event. And I just wanted to remind you, as the proclamation states in its first paragraph, that the City Council's River Renaissance vision and River Renaissance strategy document called for establishing festivals, regattas, and sporting events to build awareness of and celebrate the river, and that is, in fact, the guiding purpose of the next 10 days' worth of events beginning this Thursday at noon in Waterfront Park, where Mayor and Mayor-elect and hopefully Commissioner Saltzman will help kick off the 10-day period of river events. Michael will describe the partners in this effort, as well as a summary of the activities. We just hope that you all come and tell everybody you know. It's really a chance to learn about all of the hard work that many, many, many community groups and city agencies are doing to restore and revitalize the Willamette and Columbia Rivers in Portland, and also to just have some fun and celebrate and know that this is the center and the soul of our city in so many ways. Michael?
Thank you so much, Mayor and members of Council. I'm delighted to be here today, and I have been looking at the weather report, and it looks as though we are not going to have rain during the times that we are going to have certain events for Riverfest that require us not to have rain. Specifically, we're thinking of the triathlon that will be held on Sunday morning, and we cannot have a rain event within 48 hours, or we can't swim. But if we are able to get in the water, we'll have a great triathlon. The partners, in addition to River Renaissance partners who are represented in part and in whole by those who contributed to this event, Parks and Recreation, the Portland Development Commission and Bureau of Planning and the Bureau of Environmental Services, have been joined by a number of wonderful community partners, including the Bill Healy Foundation, the Willamette River Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation, as well as certain other business partners, Oregon Trout, Umpqua Bank, Realty Trust, the Spaghetti Factory, and the Zidell Corporation. We are going to have some fun, beginning with the symphony that will be at Waterfront Park on Thursday evening. There will be a number of activities at OMSI. The Portland Kayak Tour will take place. We are going to be having an Audubon Ross Island paddle activity, as well as a series of what used to be at the turn of the century known as Chautauqua. These are educational activities that take place to discuss, in this case, things that are happening along the river and in the river and with our wonderful river. There are brochures that are going to be available for everybody here in City Council, and you can only call the Bureau of Planning and get more brochures if you like. This is going to be fun. It's our first annual Riverfest, and we are so happy and proud of Portland and all of our partners in doing this.
I just think it's really important to note and to laud the fact that Commissioner Dan Saltzman will be competing in the triathlon. I think that's brave of him, at a man at his age.
That's because really. I understand you're out of town, so that's why I'm filling it.
I am out of town.
But next year.
Next year.
The mayor.
Great.
I want to just mention, too, the Port of Portland is a partner in this effort and will be part of the opening ceremony, as will representatives of the Grand Ronde tribes. And there are other tribes represented throughout the week as part of the ceremonies. For those who may be watching or listening, there is a website where all the information is available, a dedicated website, and that is riverfest.org. So thank you. And the proclamation has been presented to you, proclaiming this as our first annual River Fest week in Portland. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, I'll read the proclamation. But is anybody here that you have with you support that we should recognize?
I don't believe so. We have a number of partners who are doing things to get ready for River Fest, and I think they were unable to be here today, but they have been working very hard on this, and we're here on their behalf this morning.
Well, it looks like a great program. I hope that a lot of Portlanders attend, because truly the Willamette is what brings us together. And I think you folks have come up with a great way to express that. So I'll read the proclamation. Whereas in 2001, Portland City Council endorsed the River Renaissance vision, and in 2004 adopted the River Renaissance strategy, both of which call for establishing festivals, regattas, and sporting events to build awareness of and celebrate the river. And whereas the Willamette River is a river of history and commerce and is home to the Port of Portland, the fourth largest port on the West Coast, and whereas the Willamette is home to salmon and steelhead, its bridges to peregrine falcons, and its shores to bald eagles, osprey, and Portland city bird, the great blue heron, and whereas the Willamette is lined with parks and public spaces that are the pride of Portlanders who ride and walk its iconic bridges, enjoy the Vera Cats East Bank Esplanade, celebrate in Tom McCall Waterfront Park, wonder at the cathedral-like space of the St. John's Bridge, and paddle the shores of Ross Island. And whereas the people of Portland are working to protect the Willamette and Columbia Rivers through improved watershed management and vastly improved stormwater and sewer systems, and are investing in its riverfront revitalization initiatives such as River Place, South Waterfront, and Centennial Mills, whereas the more than 600,000 people who live in Willamette River cities upstream of Portland are working energetically to realize their own river renaissance by expanding parks and trail systems, improving their stormwater management, and redeveloping their waterfronts. And whereas the hard work in caring for and improving our rivers are far from done, and that protecting our rivers and revitalizing our riverfront will require the continued concentration and passion of all Portlanders and upstream neighbors. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim August 28th through September 7th, 2008, to be the first annual Portland River Fest Week, and I encourage all residents to observe this week. Congratulations, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please read the 9:30 time certain.
Item 1193, declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street and stormwater improvements north of Mark Street in the Northeast 109th Avenue Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Adams.
Thank you. Andrew.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Commissioner Adams, and Commissioner Salzman. I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Carla, if we could just switch to our brief presentation. Just wanted to start off by giving you a geographic overview. The Northeast 109th Avenue LID is the area shaded in orange, and it is in the Park Rose neighborhood, and it is in a freight district. The project location is north of Sandy Boulevard and just off of Northeast Mark Street, which parallels Sandy Boulevard to the north, and it's just east of I-205. There's no residential housing on the project. This is a commercial and freight area. This is a map of the LID. Most of what you see there in the center is shaded in dark black. That is the area of the street improvements that goes almost but not quite to the Columbia Slough, and just north of there is a stormwater-only improvement What we are planning to do is do the street improvements and then have a stormwater outfall into the Columbia Slough. The properties that are shaded in green have tendered their petition support for the LID. We have 78.7% petition support for the LID as measured by the assessment methodology. And then we also have waiver of remonstrance support from two properties representing 8.3% of the estimated assessment, which bring total project support to 87.0%. And then finally, here's a map of what the street looks like today. The street ostensibly is improved, but the condition of the street as rated by the Maintenance Bureau is in the worst 1% of streets in the city of Portland. The street was built as a farm road prior to development of the area, so the project would rebuild the street to meet the current needs of the area and also support future development while also adding new stormwater drainage functionality. So we have some property owners with us today. We'll hear from them. If you have any questions of me, I'd be happy to come back forward after the property owner testimony. Thank you.
You want to call the folks up, or are they signed up? Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and any of you can begin.
My name is Bill Walsh. I have been a resident since 1956. My wife and I came to Portland, became a self-employed businessman here in 1958, and currently we have an employee base of approximately 400 employees with our headquarters in Troutdale. My brother and I originally purchased a small piece of property in the area of 109th about 35, 38 years ago. And over a period of time, the family has accumulated approximately 20 acres in that area. The picture that you saw of 109th really glorifies it. It's more of a trail than it is a street. And we're asking your consideration so as we could bring the area up to standards, that pocket between 105th and 112th and Northeast Marks and then going north to somewhere around Simpson or a little further towards Airport, Airport Way, is in desperate need of road improvements. And we feel with a infrastructure starting with the road improvement that that property could be developed. Nothing can be done until roads are improved, and which would bring jobs, improve the tax base, improve the security of the area, and we're requesting your support for the LID. Thank you.
I'm Dan Walsh. I came into the area about the same time he did.
Coincidence.
We operate two businesses on 109th. We have a wood recycling facility and a bark dust manufacturing plant. We employ approximately 20 people in that area. And we do need the improvements of the street to accommodate our vehicles and our customers and so we don't cause any further damage to any of those. And also, there is no stormwater system, which this would, of course, bring with it, which will improve the runoff situation. So we ask your consideration again for the LID.
And my name is Cal Clark, and I work for the Walshes, known them for over 30 years. And I'm the CFO of the number of the companies. And the LID, right now the street is pretty much, if there was pavement there, there's only a little bit of evidence of it, and it's a lot of potholes and a lot of when it rains, it's a lot of little lakes and that kind of thing, and it's just the type of thing that's not really manageable, other than you get bigger tires to go down the street so you don't sink as deep, and it's just kind of a. It would be a real improvement to the area. It would really allow for the future improvement of the property. and that's why we're asking your consideration for this.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you for your testimony today. Andrew, thank you for your work. Aye.
Saltzman.
I want to thank you for your testimony. I thank Andrew for bringing this forward. This is an area of Park Rose that really has tremendous potential, but lacks infrastructure. But the potential for future job growth in Portland in this area of Park Rose is something I hope we'll focus on more in the future. But this is a great start in the right direction. Aye.
Potter.
Same for me. Aye. Move to the regular agenda. Please read item 1194.
Appoint Mary Ann Kaysen, Mike Galoob, Bob Solinger, and Tricia Tillman to the Portland Parks Board for a term to expire August 31, 2011.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. We have before us today the four new appointments to the Parks Commission. And I'm very pleased that we have four great candidates. I wanted to just none of them were able to be here today, but I did want to just briefly profile our new members. They are Mary Ann Kaysen, formerly with Parks, is now managing partner of planning and development for Metro's Parks and Green Spaces. She will bring some great technical knowledge to the board and strengthen our partnership with Metro. Mike Golub, formerly executive vice president of business operations for the Trailblazers. He is now special advisor to Vulcan, which is Paul Allen's parent company that manages his sports teams. Mike will continue to be based in Portland, and the Trailblazers have always been a strong partner with Portland Parks. The third person is Bob Solinger, known to us all, conservation director for the Audubon Society. We all know how empathetic and passionate Bob can be, and his energy and passion will be a great addition to the board. And then finally, Tricia Tillman, a single mother who works for the Multnomah County Health Department Administration. Again, she will strengthen our connection between Portland Parks and Multnomah County as we all work to make our citizens healthier. And then finally, a big thank you to the four members who have reached the end of their terms on the Park Board. They will be sorely missed and have been a great part of this board since its renewal 8 years ago. They are Reverend T. Allen Bethel, Mike Houck, Joey Pope, and Scott Montgomery. I want to thank them for their dedication to Portland Parks, and they've done a lot to make our park system one of the best in the world. So I would urge adoption of these new nominees.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you for agreeing to serve. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Well, I'm very proud of the Parks Bureau and the things that it does for our city. When you look at the programs they have going this summer, many of those programs really benefit our low-income families and children. So these folks will add to that vitality and ensure that the best comes from the parks. So I vote aye. Please read 1195.
Amend contract with Cable Houston Benedict Hagenson and Lloyd, LLP, for outside legal counsel.
It's a second reading. Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1196.
Update city deferred compensation plan to include the Portland Development Commission as a participating employer and clarify plan rollover and other sections.
Board. Honored guest this morning.
Good morning, Mayor, members of council. David Thurman, city treasurer. The ordinance before you will amend the deferred compensation section of the city code. The proposed revisions are highlighted in your materials, but the most notable of which, the most notable change incorporates the language that will enable us to actually enable PDC employees to participate in the city's deferred compensation plan. As you may recall, the city's plan went through a fairly dramatic overhaul that really resulted in some fairly significant improvements to the plan. We substantially lowered the cost of the plan for participants. We dramatically improved the investment options that are available to participants. And I think more importantly, we've really improved the quality of the financial planning and educational services that are now available to participants. So with that success, we took it upon ourselves to extend the offer to PDC to see if their employees would be interested in participating in the new and improved city plan. So with that effort, we've, over the past few months, been collaborating with PDC, working with them closely, explaining the benefits to different groups of joining our plan. And in June, the PDC board took the first formal steps to enable employees from the city, from PDC, to participate in our plan. So we're really excited. They've actually seen a small increase of participation from their employees who are excited about joining the plan under the new terms. And so we're really hoping to build upon that momentum. The other provisions are really technical adjustments that are needed basically to track changes that have taken place in federal pension legislation. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions on this issue.
Thank you very much, David. Thank you for your work you do, too.
Thank you.
Is there a sign-up sheet on this?
I did. No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify this specific issue? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 1197.
Authorize a contract with Kiwi Pacific Company for construction of the Sandy River Conduit Relocation Design Build Project for $20,639,000.
Anybody from purchasing here?
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Commissioners. I'm Barb Gibson, and I'm the procurement supervisor in the Bureau of Purchases. And last week, the City Council approved Ordinance Number 182-136 that revised the Sandy River Conduit Relocation Project cost to cover fees for design and construction. This week's purchasing agent report highlights the selection process and recommends awarding the contract to Kiewit Pacific Company in the amount of $20,639,000 using the design-build alternative contracting method. Kiewit Pacific is current on EEO, business license, and is in full compliance with the equal benefits requirements. Kiewit Pacific has identified $3.2 million in subcontracting opportunities and expects to award 12.5% of those dollars to the city's sheltered market coordinators or contractors and state-certified minority women in emerging small businesses. Kiewit Pacific will continue its subcontracting outreach efforts to expand those subcontracting opportunities. Therefore, we request the council to accept and approve this report. And Mike Sturr is with us from the Water Bureau to address any additional questions you might have on the project today.
Questions from the commissioners. Now, is this a report or is this an ordinance?
This is a report.
Oh.
So we're going to accept the report today?
Uh-huh.
Okay, in that case, is there anyone signed to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? Okay, I need a motion and a second to accept the report.
Make the motion to accept the report.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Please read item 1198.
Amend contract with Columbia Slough Watershed Council to extend term, expand scope of work, and increase compensation for watershed health.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1189, or 99.
Clarify new policies being implemented as part of the adoption of the 2008 revision of the City Stormwater Management Manual.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1200.
grant revocable permit to Roman Catholic Archbishop of Portland, St. Stanislaus Parish, to close North Failing Street between North Interstate Avenue and North Montana Avenue on September 26th through 29th, 2008.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1201.
Consent to transfer of Trashco Services, Inc., residential solid waste and recycling collection franchise to Waste Connections of Oregon, Inc., doing business as Aero Sanitary Service.
So second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1202.
Consent to transfer of Dunthorpe Sanitary Service, Inc., residential solid waste and recycling collection franchise to Allied Waste of Lake Oswego.
So second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 1203.
Define prohibited conduct in Director Park, formerly South Park, Block 5.
Mr. Saltzman, did you wish to refer this back to your office?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would.
Any objections? No objections, so ordered. Before we adjourn, I notice we have some young people in the audience. Nate, could you introduce these folks for us?
Sure, I will, and then maybe they'll want to introduce themselves. This is a group from the Selwyn Community Center, and they have a couple advisors here with them. They're here just to see how city government works, so they're just taking it in today.
Well, today it's working very fast.
Amen.
But why don't you just stand up and introduce yourself so we know who you are. I'd like to welcome you all to City Council.
Glad you're here.
Many years ago, I used to work as a police officer in Selwood, and I really enjoyed my time there. You live in a great neighborhood. I think that's all for today. We're adjourned.
3 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yep, it's not my personal best, but it's close.
Personal best? Is that your gold medal?
It's
your
a gold
medal performance.
Bronze medal.
Yeah. We're okay?
Yeah.
Good, that's fine. Sure.
Hi, so
I'm Sam.
Nice to meet you, Sam. I'm Jacob.
How do you do, Jacob?
Pretty good, yourself?
Pretty good. What part of Selwood are you in?
I'm in. Never met it.
It's all
awesome. Yeah,
great part.
55 blocks from the center. I've been going there since about 3 years.
That's great. It's a really nice thing. How are the rest of you? Mayor Potter.
How are you guys?